सब भक्तों से प्रार्थना है अपना अपना मोबाइल बंद कर दीजिए.
Right. Just what I was going to say. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 9.
Can't hear.
Okay, let's get some more volume.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Is that better?
They can come in front of you.
Third canto, chapter 9, text 6. Tavat bhayam dravina deha surin nimittam shokas prihatam abho vipulas chabobha tavan mamecha sadabhagraha arti mulam yavan natengram abhayam pravrnita lokaha. O my Lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties. They're always afraid. They always try to protect wealth, body, and friends. They are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia. And they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of mine and mine. As long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they are full of such anxieties.
Hare Krishna. O Param Bhagavan, is sansar mein bhautik chintaon ke dwara लोग बहुत ही परेशान हैं, दुखी हैं और बहुत ही भयभीत हैं. तो अब सभी लोग ये कोशिश कर रहे हैं अपना धन शरीर मित्रता बनाए रखने के लिए. फिर भी वो पूर्ण रूपेण शोक से ग्रस्त हैं. आनंद इच्छाएं हैं जो भगवान की इच्छा के विरुद्ध हैं. वो हमेशा मैं ये शरीर हूं और जो हमारे शरीर से संबंधित है वो सब मेरा इसी भावना से ग्रस्त है. जब तक व्यक्ति पूर्ण रूप में भगवान कृष्ण के चरणों की शरण नहीं लेता है वो संपूर्ण चिंताओं से मुक्त नहीं हो सकता. Somebody ये प्रश्न कर सकता है कि किस प्रकार से भगवान के विषय हमेशा चिंतन कर सकते हैं. इससे उनके नाम गुण लीला को याद करके हम हमेशा भगवान के नाम का चिंतन कर सकते हैं. यदि कोई व्यक्ति अपने पारिवारिक चिंताओं से ग्रस्त है फिर भी वो अपने जीवन की स्थिति में भगवान के नाम रूप मूल्या का चर्चा कर सकता है. सब लोग इस भौतिक जगत में अपने परिवार को अपने परिवार का पालन पोषण करने के लिए, अपने धन की रक्षा करने के लिए, उस शांति बनाने के लिए और संबंधियों के साथ अच्छा संबंध रखने के लिए ही परिश्रम कर रहे हैं, उसमें भी व्यस्त है. फिर भी उनको शांति नहीं मिलती. इस प्रकार से जब तक वो भगवान के नाम उनका गुण से संबंधित नहीं होंगे, न तो उनका शोक दूर होगा, न तो उनके जीवन में किसी प्रकार के दुख ही समाप्त होंगे। इस प्रश्न का एक ही उत्तर है, ब्रह्मा जी इस अपनी प्रार्थना में पूर्ण रूप में सही ढंग से उत्तर दिया है कि इस प्रकार से भगवान के नाम रूप लीला गुण को याद करते हुए हम अपने पारिवारिक संबंध को अच्छा से रख सकते हैं।
One may question how one can always think of the Lord in regard to his name, fame, quality, etc., if one is embarrassed by thoughts of family affairs. Everyone in the material world is full of thoughts about how to maintain his family, how to protect his wealth, how to keep pace with friends and relatives, etc. Thus, he's always in fear and lamentation, trying to keep up with the status quo. In answer to this question, this verse spoken by Brahma is very appropriate. A pure devotee of the Lord never thinks of himself as the proprietor of his home. He surrenders everything under the supreme control of the Lord. And thus, he has no fear for maintaining his family or protecting the interests of his family. Because of this surrender, he no longer has any attraction for wealth. Even if there is attraction for wealth, it's not for sense enjoyment, but for the service of the Lord. A pure devotee may be attracted to accumulating wealth, just like an ordinary man. But the difference is that a devotee acquires money for the service of the Lord, whereas the ordinary man acquires money for his sense enjoyment. Thus, the acquisition of wealth by a devotee is not a source of anxieties, as is the case for a worldly man. And because a pure devotee accepts everything in the sense of serving the Lord, the poisonous teeth of accumulation of wealth are extracted. If a snake has its poison removed and bites a man, there's no fatal effect. Similarly, wealth accumulated in the cause of the Lord has no poisonous teeth, and the effect is not fatal. Pure devotee is never entangled in material worldly affairs, even though he may remain in the world like an ordinary man. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shadakaya Chakshur Nilitam Juna Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandevam Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raghunatam Mitamistam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shadvatutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta kam shana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari
It's like putting a garland on a statue.
Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hoi Priye Vancha Kopitarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tavad payam dravanadeha suvin limittam shokas priha paripavo vipulas chalop tavam mametya sadabhagraha artimulam yavan natengrim abhayam pravarnita loka. Lord Brahma is describing the situation of the people of this world, worldly people. His description is to the point. Payam dravana deha surin limitam.
Bhagavan Brahma bhautik jagat ke istit ka varnan kar raha hai.
The material life entails anxiety. What about my necessities? What's going on with the business? Where's the money? One is always thinking about the family members. And how to satisfy different needs, how to satisfy different desires. And paripava, paraphernalia, stuff. What about all this thing, that thing? Our television set, our car, our this, or that. One always feels that somehow it's not enough. The house isn't big enough. The car is too old. Bank balance is too low. One is in worry about these things. And it's always this fear is there. I'm holding things together, but they may fall apart. We have to guard in every direction against this problem, that problem. Life insurance, medical insurance. Because chinta worries, chintam aparameyam cha palayantam apashat. Up to the end of life, so many worries. Because we're asadavagraha, asadavagraha. The enterprise is perishable. Everything that we're pulling together is meant to get torn apart. Aham mam eti, I'm thinking in terms of this body and that which is related to this body. And both of them are perishable. His body will be finished. It dwindles, deteriorates, finally finishes. And the things which are mind also deteriorate, or finally they're gone. Or they're taken away, or else finally I'm taken away. So arti mulam, always anxiety. How long? Yavan natengrim abhayam pravarnita lokam. Until people take shelter of your lotus feet. Until that time, we'll always be in anxiety. As long as we're thinking separately from Krishna, all these anxieties must
be.
Yavan natengrim abhayam. Krishna's lotus feet are the source of abhay, freedom from all fear.
Bhagavan ka charan abhay ka source hai.
Because as long as we depend on the lotus feet of Krishna, there's no problem.
जब तक हम भगवान के चरणों के ऊपर निर्भर रहेंगे, तब तक हमारे समक्ष कोई समस्याएं आ ही नहीं सकती।
Our problem is that we're thinking of ourselves as being separate from Krishna.
हम लोग की वास्तविक समस्या है, हम लोग हमेशा भगवान से अलग अपने को समझते हैं।
Bahirarthamani, we have some external interests, some outside interest, outside of Krishna consciousness.
हम लोग का रुचि, हम लोग का इंटरेस्ट
Alag means Maya. Alag matlab Maya.
Maya. Alag means separate. Alag means Maya.
Because nothing is actually separate from Krishna. So if I'm thinking separate, that means Maya.
वास्तव में देखा जाए तो भगवान तो सबसे कुछ भी अलग नहीं है, लेकिन हम लोग अलग सोच रहे हैं वही माया.
And as soon as I come out of that consciousness that nothing is separate from Krishna, then no problem.
जो ही हमारे भावना का शुद्धिकरण हो जाता है, उस समय हम सोचते हैं हम भगवान से अलग नहीं।
I'm thinking something separate from Krishna. What is that?
हम लोग कुछ समय तक जब हम सोचते हैं कृष्ण अलग है, वो क्या है?
That situation is like the situation of a man seeing his head cut off in a dream.
उसकी स्थिति ऐसे है जैसे हम स्वप्न में अपने गले को कटा हुआ देखते हैं, खुद देखते हैं हमारा गला कट गया.
You're having a nightmare and you're seeing your head cut off and hanging on the wall.
हम देखते हैं कि रात को हमारा ही गला खुद है स्वप्न में वो काट के लटकाया गया.
But if you're seeing your head hanging on the wall, you must be all right.
जब आप देखते हैं गला हमारा कटा है सब लोग आप जी.
Otherwise, how are you seeing?
कैसे हो सकता है कि आप देख सकते हैं? मृतक आदमी देख नहीं सकते.
That means it's illusion.
इसका अर्थ है कि अज्ञान, illusion, माया.
As soon as that is, illusion is finished, there's no problem.
जब तक illusion, जब जो ही हमारे अज्ञान दूर हो जाएगा, तब तक कोई प्रकार की समस्या नहीं.
Now this is the problem. It's only forgetfulness of Krishna.
यही मुख्य हमारी समस्या है.
If I, when I take shelter of Krishna,
Then Krishna says, yoga kshema bahamya. I take care of everything that you have, and I provide what you need. Of course, he may not maintain all of everything we have materially. Just like this body, it will not live forever. Not that now I'm a devotee of Krishna, my body will live forever. But spiritually, Krishna will, my eternal life is already there. And my material necessities will also be taken care of. Because there's an arrangement by God for sustaining every living being. The ant is there, the sugar is there. The elephant is there, his food is also
provided.
Before the birth of the child, there's no milk in the mother's breast. After the child is born, milk is provided. This is not the arrangement of any multinational corporation. It's Krishna's arrangement. When Krishna's arrangement is already there for providing for our necessities, but we're so intelligent, we're going to make a better arrangement. Better arrangement means making things more complicated, more difficult, more filled with anxiety, more troublesome. We think we're going to get more, and actually we get less. Therefore, the human life is meant for austerity. Krishna describes austerity of the mind, austerity of words, austerity of the body. What is austerity of the mind? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that austerity of the mind is satisfaction. Yes, to be satisfied. All right, this is what Krishna said. That's all
right.
The person who's not satisfied wants more, no matter how much more he gets, still he's not satisfied. He's not satisfied because still he wants more. He eats more, still he's not satisfied. And then he's unhappy because he ate too much. And then he's unhappy because he ate too much. And then he's eating more, and he's not satisfied. And finally, he's unhappy because he's eaten too much. What is that?
tripyanti neha kripana bahudukha bhaja. And he's never satisfied and he just increases his miseries. So the Bhagavad Gita recommends austerity of the mind means, all right, this is what I got, let me be satisfied. Not this madness, let me increase my desires, increase my desires. Kanduyanena karayori vidukkatukam. Like scratching an itch. Increases more. So the satisfaction, how will we get that? Not by any amount of material acquisition. But by service to the Lord's feet of Krishna. The materialistic person will not be satisfied however much money he gets. I saw a billboard in Bombay that now that you've made $1 million, what will you do next? And the answer was, work on your second million. To work on your, start working on getting the second million. That means not satisfied. And it gets to a point where one has so much money that he wouldn't even know, there's nothing he can spend it on. He's got so much that there's practically no spending. Then what is he doing? He's watching the number grow. He's seeing the bank statement, seeing the bottom line. I didn't quite hit my target. A little more, a little more. Okay, 15% more. Good. Now we can go for 20%. And for no purpose. The Krishna conscious person, he may also be interested. Either he's not interested in getting money, or he is interested in getting money. Either he's not interested because he's satisfied, or he's interested in getting money for the service of Krishna. Just like this temple, I know Gopal Krishna Maharaj is very interested in getting, collecting money. But he's not here to enjoy the temple. He is living as a sannyasi, very simple. But such a nice temple is here for Krishna. And that's the satisfaction. That when Krishna is satisfied, then we'll be more satisfied. That's the secret of satisfaction. The more I try to satisfy myself, the less I'll be satisfied, the more I'll be dissatisfied. And the more Krishna is satisfied, the more we become actually satisfied.
उनके अधिशाली संतुष्ट होते हैं, उसी अनुपात में हमारी भी संतुष्टि बढ़ती ही जाती है.
That's the secret. Yagyartha karanam yachar lokayam karanam. If we work for our own interest, we'll be entitled. And if we work for Krishna,
जब हम अपने इंद्रियों को संतुष्ट करने के लिए हम कार्य करते हैं, हम हमेशा ही फंसते जाते हैं. जब कृष्ण की संतुष्टि के कार्य करते हैं, हमारा सुख बढ़ता ही
जाता है. A Krishna conscious person may also be ambitious.
एक कृष्ण भाव व्यक्ति की हो सकता है कि बहुत उसकी इच्छाएं.
How can I distribute more books for Krishna?
किस प्रकार से भगवान के ज्ञान का पुस्तक रूप में उसका वितरण किया जाए?
How can I create more temples for Krishna?
किस प्रकार से हम अधिक से अधिक भगवान कृष्ण का मंदिर निर्माण करें?
How to spread the message of Krishna more?
किस प्रकार से भगवान के संदेश, भगवत का संदेश का विस्तार किया जाए, प्रचार किया जाए, प्रसार किया जाए?
The same tendency to be ambitious is there, but now it's pure.
वास्तव में भावना सेम ही है, लेकिन ये भावना शुद्ध है.
This secret is there. That the pure devotee, that means the person who is actually making the proper use of his life, thinks, how can I satisfy Krishna?
जो शुद्ध भक्त है, अपने जीवन के हर कोण पर, हर क्षण पर सोचता है, किस प्रकार से भगवान को संतुष्ट करूं?
That's our real business in life.
वास्तव में जीवन का यही मूल उद्देश्य है.
And that consciousness we can cultivate by chanting Hare Krishna. By hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, by associating with devotees.
इस भावना का विकास मैं हरे कृष्णा जप जप के द्वारा और भगवान के उसे में स्तोत्र के द्वारा कर सकता हूँ.
By serving Krishna.
और फिर भगवान कृष्ण की सेवा के द्वारा.
भक्ति के साथ.
भक्तों के निर्देश में, भक्तों के मार्गदर्शन में हम भगवान की सेवा को सीख सकते हैं, कर सकते हैं.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.
किसी के पास कोई प्रश्न है तो महाराज के से पूछ सकते हैं. कोई क्वेश्चन?
यस.
आई कैन यस सी यू इन दिस वन.
हरे कृष्ण. आप सर टू क्वेश्चन वेरी नाइस.
वन इज द टाइम
ऑफ द इल्यूजंस एंड हाउ टू बिकम द
sources of illusion.
Source of illusion is forgetfulness of Krishna.
Illusion अज्ञानता का उद्गम है. अज्ञानता वहां से जन्म होता है जब हम अपने पोजिशन को भूल जाते हैं.
Just my palm when it's facing the light, it's in the light. It's turned away from the light, and then it's in darkness.
Actually, हमारे जब हम हाथ लाइट के ऊपर लाइट दिखाई देता है, जब नीचे करेंगे तो डार्कनेस होता है.
When they turn toward Krishna, there's enlightenment. When you turn away,
जब हम भगवान की तरफ मुड़ते हैं, तो उसको ही प्रकाश करते हैं, उसको ही ज्ञान करते हैं. जब भगवान कृष्ण से दूर जाते हैं, उसको ही ज्ञान और अंधकार करते हैं.
Second is, you told us there were three types of the penance. The mind penance, speaking penance, and body penance. You have described very well about the mind penance by giving several examples. Could you please shed light on the body and the speaking penance?
इसका प्रश्न है, महाराज ने मन की तपस्या का वर्णन किया, पूछते हैं शरीर और वाणी की क्या तपस्या है?
Good question. I have the
very good question. अच्छा प्रश्न है.
Now I just have to find the place where it's actually described. Austerity. Let's see. Okay, here we have it. And that's yajna. And okay. Mana prasada samyatvam maunam atmadinigraha bhava siddham shudhiratyeta tapo mana samuchita. It's 17:16. Austerity of the mind is satisfaction, silence, self-control, and purification of one's existence. These are the characteristics of manasattva, austerity of the mind. Then, of course, yes. Then, yes, go ahead. Yeah, okay. 16.
Man ki tapasya hai, santushti, सरलता इंद्रियों को वश में करना अपने स्वरूप का शुद्धिकरण ये मन की तपस्या है
देन शरीर के लिए बॉडी ऑस्टेरिटी देव द्विज गुरु प्राज्ञा भूजनम शौच मार्जनम इट्स 14 ब्रह्मचर्य अहिंसा च शरीरम तपोचितम दी To worship Deva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the mother, father, and to observe Ahimsa and Brahmacharya.
Guru स्वच्छता रखना साधारण जीवन में सरल होना सरलता ब्रह्मचर्य का पालन करना अहिंसा ये शरीर की तपस्या है
एंड फॉर द वर्ड्स अनुद्वेग करम वाक्यम नॉट टू say things that will agitate people's minds
किसी को उत्तेजित करने वाली बात को नहीं बोलना चाहिए किसी को उत्तेजित
Satyam Priya Hitam Jaya, and to speak truthfully and in a pleasing fashion. And Svadhyaya Abhyasanam Jaya, to recite the verses of Shastra, Vedic literature. Vanmayam Tapuchute, this is austerity of speech. Speak about Krishna. That's austerity of speech. Chant Hare Krishna. And austerity of mind comes from thinking of Krishna. And real austerity of body is to use the body in Krishna's service.
इस
शरीर को भगवान
की सेवा में लगाना चाहिए। हेलो सर, इस केन्या
नॉट ओनली केन्या डेवलपिंग कंट्री, नॉट डेवलपिंग कंट्री, स्पेशली केन्या, दिस पॉलिटिशियंस दे ऑलवेज
गिव द हेट
स्पीच इनसाइड द पब्लिक, ऑलवेज।
पॉलिटिशियंस आर ऑलवेज
इनसाइडिंग द पब्लिक, सो।
See, like in developing the Punjab plus Kenya, the politicians, they always give the hate speech inside the public.
Not only here, not only Kenya, United States, well, politicians are always inciting the public, not only in Kenya and developing countries, in America also.
What is your question?
What I'm saying, like this is especially the politicians. They get hate speech. They incite the public. So how do you convince them? How do you preach them?
Shoot them. Shoot them all, that would be good.
And like this, you know, after the election, they are the kind of politician, they were the post-election violence. Now referendum is coming, they started to give the hate speech. So how will you preach them?
How do you preach to these? Very difficult to preach to these people because they think that they're the supreme controller.
ऐसे लोगों को प्रचार करना बड़ा मुश्किल है, वो सोचते हैं वो ही भगवान है, वो ही सब कुछ।
Anyway, we preach the same thing. The Prabhupada gave the example that the devotees were walking in Texas. I think Texas. And they're walking on the side of a lake. And some devotees pointed out that over on the other side, that big house is the house of H.L. Hunt. Big industrialists. And we tried to go and speak to him and distribute, give him a book, but the guards wouldn't let us get in. Prabhupada said, what would you have said to him? The devotee said that you're a very leading person, maybe because of your pious activities you've come to such a position, and you're intelligent also. So now just use your intelligence, your good qualities in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, you should tell him you're a rascal and a thief and you've stolen everything from Krishna, it's all Krishna's property, you should give it back. You can preach like that. No difference.
Okay, and what do they do at night when somebody is sleeping? What role do they play? What does the soul do when somebody is sleeping at night?
Francis ji ka ek prashna hai ki spirit, atma, spirit kya hota hai? Uspe kya antar hai? Koi antar nahi hai. Dusra prashna hai.
He's not doing anything. Even when he's awake, he's not doing anything. But he's imagining, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Kartaham iti manyate. He's imagining that he's doing so many things. Prakriti kriyamanani gunais karmani sarva. It's actually being done by the arrangement of nature. The body is part of the machinery of nature, and so everything is going on by nature's arrangement. But by illusion, I'm thinking, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. By mental concoction, during the day I'm thinking so many things. And at night, I continue to imagine so many things. So I'm dreaming at night and I'm dreaming during the day also. Real awakened life is to be engaged in the service of Krishna.
वास्तव में वास्तविक जागृत जीवन है जब हम भगवान कृष्ण की सेवा में लगते हैं.
Otherwise, I'm just dreaming and doing
something.
And like the night dream at night, it lasts for some short time and then it's over. It's the same thing with the dreams we're having during the day. Last for some time and finished. Only this dream lasts a little longer, so we think, no, this is reality.
है कि इसके वास्तविक
But reality means permanent.
वास्तविक वास्तविकता यह है जो हमेशा सनातन रहता है, ऐसा कभी नाश नहीं.
Anything else?
दूसरा भी किसी का प्रश्न
है? कोई प्रश्न?
Thank you very much.
Prabhupada ki jai.